I'm loving the sun today, Earl. It's feeling good.
Are you reading my mind?
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just...
We just deserve it after all that gloom.
What has it been? It seems like it's been a week.
I swear, a week. Yeah, I agree.
And so we're really at a point where, you know, what is it? It's June 9th?
Yeah, I was wearing shorts and a tank top this day last year from my Snapchat memories. So I'm kind of, you know, a little confused why I'm wearing pants and a sweatshirt, but we'll get there.
I have on short pants. And because they said it was going to be 75 degrees. And yesterday it only got up to about 58. And so we're ready, right?
Very ready.
Yeah, we're ready. I mean, and the sun. Talked about this before. Can you imagine what life, well, there would be no life without the sun.
Details.
First off, yeah, there would be none. But man, and that's why, you know, I got some friends that moved down to Florida, you know, son that lives in Arizona, and they're around that all the time.
Does it get old for them, or do they just soak it up and enjoy it? I don't. Well, I feel like I'd lose appreciation for it, but I don't know.
I wouldn't want to be somewhere where it's, you know, warm and hot almost all the time. I really wouldn't. And but from what I'm hearing from people who are there, I don't know what I'm missing. You know, maybe it would be a different story if I was there. But, you know, I just think we appreciate it more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you had it all the time.
Right. Variety is good for keeping, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, are you saying that about Republicans? Oh, okay.
Right. Just the sun. Just the sun.
Okay. But I, you know, I want to begin the show. You know, I was watching something, Sam, where here in your hometown, there are just a huge number of educators that are retiring or just leaving the district.
I just read that article about an hour ago.
Yeah. And I don't know, 60, 70, which is quite a few, if you bring that article up. And it's a problem, obviously, in Waukesha. But in Milwaukee, 500.
Wow.
Teachers retiring or leaving the profession. And that's catastrophic all over the nation. So you got to ask the question, why are people not becoming educators and why are they quitting? And who created an environment that ran educators off? We already know who that is. People on the right. Who vilified educators for just an ongoing time. You know, it is educators' faults that children aren't learning. Educators are at the root of all the negative things that happen in the society. It's what you've been hearing from conservatives over the last, I don't know, 5 to 10 years. And so what are they going to do now? You know, I have yet to hear, and you know, it's just facts, because our phone lines are already open at 844-967-2789. They're always open. But people who have run off educators, as if you can find them under any rock. Sam, you know, you certainly have your degree. You could very easily switch over to education.
Mm-hmm. I had quite a few friends major in education at Whitewater, and I know that their program was
intense.
Right. Yeah, Whitewater's a great teaching school, one of the original ones in Wisconsin. And the program that all of my friends were in was very strict, very hard. You know, there's a lot of pressure on these teachers, and I think they do an amazing job. I know one of my friends graduated and got a job at a school in Wisconsin as a high school psychology teacher. And what she does for her students is freaking amazing. And I could never do what she does.
Well, you know, to lambast educators because, well, they only They only work 9 months out of the year.
And so
so if you are angry that educators only work 9 months out of the year, then instead of, you know, lambasting the educator, go become an educator yourself. You know, well, we don't get, 3 months a year off.
I also love that that's the people that normally work the 9 to 5 and teachers are, you know, they don't actually, teachers don't actually clock out. They grade at home. They lesson plan. They have all of these things that they have dedicated to something they don't get paid enough for.
Well, you know, they certainly have been vilified by the right. And now there's a shortage of them everywhere. And it's not like you can snap your finger and all of a sudden you're going to wind up with educators. You're not. And so to those on the right who've created this situation, I'd like to hear what's supposed to be done now. You are not going to find And what's more important? What's a more important job in a society than educating the future people of the society? You know, that was a time when that had a prominent place in the society. Educators had a prominent place in the society. Sam, who do we have on the line?
Gary from Sussex.
Hey, Gary, what's going on, man?
I can't believe it. The first thing you said this morning, you're blaming the Republicans for the teachers quitting. Now, let me just tell you something. Out of my family, we have 22 teachers in my family, and this is immediate family. My wife is a teacher. My sister-in-law is a teacher. My other one is a teacher. We have two principals. My cousins are teachers.
So what's the point?
Why would you blame? I mean, look, Earl, I like you. I love listening. I'm a white guy, 7 years
no
old,
kidding.
Conservative from Sussex, and I love listening to you every single day. I learn things from you, Earl. But today, I can't believe that you blame the Republicans for the teachers.
Okay,
quitting.
So let me, because we can have a dialogue. Let me say this to you, Gary.
Okay, good.
Who has been the people that have been running around talking about the educators? And how the educators get too much time off, and how the educators are responsible for the failure of students. Who's been saying that?
Well, I don't know who's saying that.
I do know.
I really don't.
Hey, Gary,
no.
Gary, I do know because I've listened.
Earl, my daughter, we play Wordle. My daughter falls asleep in the middle of the night because she doesn't get to bed until like 1 o'clock in the morning from grading papers and that stuff. So I don't know who's saying it.
Hey,
it's
Gary.
Certainly not the Republicans that I know.
Okay, so Gary, let me say this to you, man. You have a small circle of friends that are Republicans. Okay?
Yes.
They're Republicans all over the country. Wait a minute. They're Republicans all over the country that Gary doesn't know. So you're talking about the sphere around you. And so that's the people you know. I'm talking about the masses of the Republicans who have vilified educators over the last 20 years. And I know there are other folk in this listening audience who will agree with me. Because, Gary, if you haven't heard that Republicans have vilified educators, I'm wondering, where you've been.
No, what you're talking about is a critical race theory.
No, I'm not. Gary, I'm not.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, critical race theory has something that came up recently. I'm talking about the assault on educators that's been going on from Republicans, and I said 15 years, but it's more like 20 to 30 years that they've been vilifying educators. They make too much money. The reason kids are failing is educators. Educators this. They're teaching the wrong things. All of those things. That hasn't come from people on the left, Gary.
I love teachers. And the fact is, I have all the respect in the world for teachers. But, Earl, most people do have respect for teachers. And know that it's a tough job. And they know that they work long
Gary,
hours. you know?
You're telling me about what most people think. I'm telling you what I've heard over the last 20 to 30 years about the vilification of educators, and it hasn't come from the left. Hey, Gary, and it hasn't come from the left. Okay? It's come from the right. I know I'm not alone in that.
Well, Sussex Hamilton, where my kids went to school and where my daughter did teach, now she's teaching out in West Bend. But the fact is, they have a good school system there. And they're one of the better school systems in the entire state, Sussex Hamilton. Now, I know that MPS is a little bit, it's a lot tougher being a teacher. And I can understand why some of these teachers get frustrated when the kids are dropping out of school and they're not doing their homework and stuff like that. But, you know,
hey, Gary, do me a favor.
MPS is a lot different.
Hey, do me a favor, Gary. Hang on, man.
Gary,
Can you hang on a second?
Sure.
Hang on. Yeah. So when we come back, I know I'm not alone. I know there are people in the audience who've heard what I've heard over the last 25, 30 years about the assault on educators. Gary doesn't seem to think that that's come from the right. What are you saying? 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back. To the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line is Gary from Sussex. What's amazing to me, Gary, is guys on the right and people on the right, you can see the things that are going on, the things that have been said, and the attacks and the assaults that happen oftentimes from people on the right. And this assault on educators has been going on for quite some time, and it didn't come from people on the left. Hang on, Gary. Let me go to the next call. Hang on. Who do we have on the line, Sam?
Matt from Janesville.
Hey, Matt, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. What do you say?
Who, me?
Yes.
Thank you so much for the voice and blessings to let my voice be heard. I was calling about who owns Congress right now, the Democratic Party, right?
Yeah.
And we know that inflation is created in Washington. The trade unions don't create inflation.
So let me ask you. Have you listened to the conversation that we're having?
No.
Okay, so do me a favor. Do me a favor. Call after I'm done with this subject, and we'll have the conversation. Right now I'm talking about educators. I'm talking about the fact that educators are disappearing from that career path because they've been constantly lambasted by Republicans. There's a shortage of education all over this nation right now, and people don't want to become teachers anymore because of the assault from people on the right. So
well, I got a couple of my family members that are teachers in Milton, the high school.
Okay.
And they've been teachers forever, you know, and I don't think they feel the same way you do.
Well, let me say this to you. It's not the same way I do. You know, here's an article in The Hill. Teachers are quitting in droves. Appreciate them before they all disappear. That's not from me. Okay? That's a national article about the fact that there are less and less teachers to choose from because they've been run away, they've been run out by people on the right who have vilified them. That's a fact. So do me a favor.
I don't know, but I apologize.
So listen, call back after I'm done with this other caller, and we can have a conversation. So Gary, you know,
your article doesn't say anything about the right throwing people out.
Gary, did you hear me say the right is throwing people out?
No, your article didn't say the right. It says you said the right. The article said
it's not my opinion. It's a fact. Because I've listened to, just like you listen to me, I've listened to conservative talk radio for over 50 years. I know what I've heard.
You have.
Okay, so I know what I've heard. And you know what? And I still listen to it today. So I know what I hear. And I know who's saying what. So I know where it's come from. You know,
go ahead. Earl, we all have opinions. And I think you're a very smart person and you're very passionate. And I'm so glad that you have your own show. And I listen to you all the time, even though I'm an old white guy from the suburbs. You teach me things, Earl. And I think you're a great guy, and I really appreciate you being on the radio. And you know what? I got to go back to work myself.
All right. Thank you. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Earl.
You know,
bye.
You know, it is. Okay. Who do we have on next thing?
Matt's still on the line.
Okay, Matt. What is it you want to talk about?
You know, who controls Congress right now is the Democratic Party. And, you know, we know who the only people that are responsible for inflation are the people in Washington, D.C. You know, the American people don't create inflation. The sheiks over in Saudi Arabia don't create inflation. The war in Ukraine doesn't create inflation.
Has a whole lot to do with it.
Inflation is created by Washington. They're the only ones that can print money. They're the only ones that have out of control spending, where you know the confidence of the American
I got to stop you and correct you for a moment. Politicians don't print money. The Federal Reserve prints money, and the politicians don't have control over the Federal Reserve. Are you aware of that?
If that's the case, that is the case. A government agency operating outside of the American government. The American government is the one that has the power to print money.
No, they don't.
The American government has the power to print money. If they don't have the power to print money,
they don't.
They need to take the power back.
Okay, so listen. They don't have the power to print money. Okay? The only people that have power to print money is the Federal Reserve. Okay? So I think you need to figure that out first, you know, before you blame the Democrats for the interest rates. The inflation, there's a whole confluence of things that have created the inflationary position we are in now. I'm old enough to have remembered the last time we were at this point, probably before you were born. And so some of us have lived through it before. And we know that right now it is a global issue. And so it didn't matter whether Republicans or Democrats would have been in office. We are in a cycle that was going to occur. So, you know, it's easy to point the finger and say, hey, Democrats did it, but you would be in error. It's bigger than any party.
No, I don't agree with you at all.
Listen.
You know, they're in charge of the American government. The Democratic Party is in charge of the American government.
They are?
The American government only has the right to print money. And if they outside, you're telling me that the Federal Reserve is outside the American government?
Yes.
And doesn't operate under the American government?
Yes.
Then why is a foreign entity operating in the American government? That sounds like a foreign entity is operating in America.
Hey, I got to ask you a question, man. How old are you?
I'm 48.
Wow, man. I can't believe that at 48, you don't even know how that works. Okay?
I do know how it works.
Okay, so if you know how it if you know how it works, then you need to look up
the only one.
You need to look up
for printing money.
No, you are, if you're 48 and don't know that, you need to go, you know, they got a thing called the internet. And pretty new. So go or look up the Federal Reserve Act. Okay, that's what you really need to do.
So then you
you know what it is, then why are you trying to argue with me and say that our government has control over it? It does not.
They have control over the Federal Reserve. If they do not, the government, American government, does not have control over the printing of its money. We need to really evaluate who's in charge and who's running the country.
That's what the Federal Reserve Act is.
Obviously.
Hey, man, I wish I had more time. Got to go to a break. Hang on the phone lines. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. Wow. Be right back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Man, you know, I really get more and more frightened about the future and the prospects of this nation. I really, truly do. Because when you have people who argue about things that they know nothing about, you know, and have not even taken the time to figure out how things work in this country. And then they want to argue with you when you bring up a factual point to them, and that doesn't even enter into their conversation or into their minds. The prospects for the future of the nation are nil. And so that's where we sit right now in this country. People who don't even understand the issues, but who are ready to go all in with their opinions that aren't based on facts. It's one thing to have an opinion, right? I mean, everybody's entitled to an opinion. But if all you have is an opinion that you haven't even done any research on the subject matter that you're talking about, then what good is your opinion? Listen, you know, do a little reading first, where you can then develop an opinion on the subject matter, and then we can have a conversation. But for heaven's sakes, to just throw your opinion out and act as if it's fact and you haven't even based it on any knowledge or information is foolhardy. Who do we have up next, Sam?
Dave's calling from Milwaukee.
Hey, Dave, how you doing, man? You know, we were talking about educators, but, you know, we got sidetracked. What do you say?
I'd like to talk about the educators. Because, Earl, Gary is either from another planet or he's trying to gaslight you. Because I concur with you. Over the last 30 years, I've observed the demonization of our teachers. I'm a product of a public school system in Milwaukee, and I, almost without exception, all of the teachers were heroes to me. They were fantastic, and I felt like I had a fantastic education. So, but I've, like you, I've been noticing the demonization of teachers over all these decades, and I couldn't figure out what is the objective. It's a concerted effort by the right wing. And so this is what I think. They can't stand our children being educated with a secular education. They want to demonize our teachers, to turn public opinion against our public school system, to defund it, destroy it, so that all of our tax dollars will go to religious private schools, so that the children will then be indoctrinated with, right-wing or whatever propaganda they want. That is the objective.
Hey, David, you are right on point. You know, it's and so now, where do you go? There is a shortage of educators all over the nation. And it's not like, again, you can snap the finger and all of a sudden educators are going to come back. What do they think is going to happen in the long run? Very few young people who are graduating wind up going into education because they don't want to be vilified anymore.
Right.
And I haven't heard that from Democrats. You are right. At the same time, there's been this assault and attack on public education. And nothing good comes out of public education. So, and if the conservatives who call here, the conservatives who may be listening or conservatives who listen to right-wing media don't understand and can't believe that this has come from the conservative movement, then, you know, I don't know what else to say to them, David. They have missed the boat on all of it.
They're living in a bubble.
Hey, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Sam, where do we go next?
Tom from L.A.
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Hey, Earl, first off, we the people are the government, ultimately. Second, people love their guns more than they love their children. Just want to let that sit there. People love their guns more than they actually love their children. What a sad state of affairs that is. When it comes to this education issue, first off, teachers are paid. I'm from a family of teachers. Teachers are paid low pay, and the pay is getting lower, number one. In Wisconsin, Act 10 basically destroyed the union, which was the only type of protection that a person had as teachers. Teachers went into
Tom, who created Act 10, Democrats or Republicans?
Republicans. Scott Walker.
Right. I know.
To be exact. And my family members lost $10,000 a year off their salary from Act 10. So, of course, that makes them hostile, doesn't make them. I mean, people go into teaching because of the love of teaching. People go into medical because of the love of being a doctor and helping people. These are professions, especially teachers and nurses, that are not paid a hell of a lot of money. When you have occupations that are not paid a hell of a lot of money, these are not the people that are getting the tax breaks for the billionaires. So therefore, the Republicans are so upset because of the fact that they don't have somebody spewing their propaganda every day as a teacher. So therefore, they want to go ahead and destroy the public education system and privatize it like they want to privatize everything. These guys, first off, I want to apologize to the gentleman that was born in 1968. I was born in 1970. our civics was absolutely destroyed by Ronald Reagan.
Did you hear what he was trying to debate?
Oh, yeah. No, it's absolutely incredible. And like I said, if it wasn't for, my future teachings, through Tom Hartman and people like Randy Rhodes and people like this, I would not understand some of the stuff about government. I've become a student later in life because of this, because we didn't learn it in school. And honestly, there were a lot of kids that really didn't want to learn it either. So, I mean, but the thing is, Ronald Reagan dumbed down the country, put Bill Barr in charge of, the education system. which just basically tore the whole public education
system apart. Hey, Tom, that guy knew about the Federal Reserve Act. He knew about that, but he didn't know what that meant.
Because, Earl, here's the problem on the right. First off, we should be calling, instead of
the
Fox
right.
being called news, which they're not, but they're called fake news. That's what they should really be called. We should take Donald Trump's wording back from him and call Fox what it is. It's fake news. And that's why people get fake facts. And if we can't even agree upon facts, I mean, I'll tell you what, you have progressives and Democrats that call your show, and we have no problem criticizing our party and criticizing the money in politics and criticizing Joe Biden. Have you ever heard a conservative ever call in and say a negative thing about their side?
No, that's but listen.
They're robots.
If you are getting your information from, and I was listening to a conservative talk show guy yesterday, and he was saying that CNN, MSNBC, and all of those entities are biased and they're not journalists. And, you know, but we say, hey, we're not journalists either, but we say that up front. Well, what the hell are you talking about? How can you point your finger at anybody else when you are exactly doing the same thing that they're doing?
Then they should be called Fox Opinion. They should. MSNBC doesn't call themselves news. CNN doesn't call themselves
I know,
news.
But they were criticizing those entities, and they're doing the same thing.
Right.
I know.
And they're all corporate, and they're all corporate. Watch the commercials during the TV shows, and you'll find out where it is that the money's going to these corporate media entities. I mean, we just need to get back to, hey, who, what, when, why, where, and we need to get back to facts.
Well,
I can criticize MSNBC. Do you think that these guys can criticize anything
that
they see on fake news?
So this shows just, you know, what Fox News really is. With
fake
all
news.
The criticisms that they have about everything, they won't be showing any conversations about January 6th.
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
I mean, that should tell you.
And I'd like to ask a conservative, Earl, I'd like to ask a conservative question. Who is it that would want to go into teaching right now?
That's the point.
And tell me, why would you want to go into teaching? And I'll tell you another thing. These conservatives, and yes, conservatives, that have pushed for the destruction of the public education system, better be very careful. People like Gary, CJ, all of these people that have maybe their own business or whatever it might be, better be careful, because the teachers will run circles around you and take your business and start running their own business with the skills that they've learned to be a teacher, and will wipe you off the map in terms of your business.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much
for
the call, man. Thank you very much for the call. We got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll go back to the phone lines. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back. Back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. I just, for the life of me, don't get it, don't understand, knowing that school districts all over the nation, there's a shortage of educators. And there's going to be even more shortage of educators as time goes on, because people aren't going into education as much. And there is a reason why. And for those of us who pay attention, you know that this assault on educators have come from the right. And just because you have people who say that they didn't hear it or they don't know it, you know, maybe they've been living in a cave. But we know who has created this situation, and that's those on the right. Sam, who do we have on the line?
Maddie's calling from Milwaukee.
Hey, Maddie, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. Thank you for waiting. You say what?
Thank you very much. I love your show, Earl, and listen to it as much as I can.
Thank you.
Back to talking about right-wing callers, they have no sense of cause and effect. Something bad happens. It's a Democrat. Something bad happens. It's Biden. Bad happens. It's Pelosi. Bad happens. That's all. They have no sense of cause and effect. And they're not interested in cause and effect because they'll use talking points, you know. But that's the point. I mean, it's maddening for somebody who looks for reasons for things.
So let me say this, and don't take this in the wrong vein. You sound like someone who's been around a little while, like myself, who has seen this change in the Republican Party and has not changed for the better. It is a party that is only concerned with vilifying. They're not concerned about making the society better. That doesn't even come into their minds. What can we do to make this a better place? What's in their minds is, we're going to control this. This is our country and nobody else's. They've taken ownership, Maddie, of the nation as if the rest of us don't matter.
I absolutely agree with you.
I'm sorry, go ahead. And the dangers in that are long-lasting and long-standing, and you must fight back against that, because the nation is going to be changed forever and not for the better. When you hear the debates and the arguments, as you stated, everything is the Democrats' fault. The Democrats haven't done this, as if the Democrats aren't American, right? As if we aren't patriots on that side. The only patriots are the people who, you know, have the Trump flags and on their vehicles and cause the upheaval in the society. Anybody else who doesn't watch Fox News is our enemy. So how is that a good thing for the nation, Maddie?
No, I absolutely agree with you. And I call it Fox Talk TV. It's not a news station. but no, thank you very much, Earl. And like I said, they don't see any cause and effect, and they refuse to see it.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
Do you have any friends that you've noticed have gone over to that dark side? People who you knew.
Oh, yes.
Oh, so people.
Intelligent people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. People who you knew. You knew at one point in time, and now these people have changed as if they're like the movie The Body Snatchers. And somebody, sound like you've seen that movie. I mean the original, yes. One of my favorite movies. And so they look the same, but they don't sound the same.
Yep.
Hey, Maddie.
Yep, I can.
Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you
for listening. So I will say this as we get ready to wrap this subject up. This nation is in trouble. In serious trouble. You know, we're going to talk about, after the break, the January 6th fiasco. Thugs from the right. Yes, thugs who stormed the Capitol. You know, I'm going to tell you a couple stories about my experience with the thugs on the right and those with the Trump flags and the Trump memorabilia. Maybe you don't know, but, you know, I wound up at a Trump rally. And I've got all of the video of it recorded with the interviews that I had of people there. And those people were dangerous to me. Even the women, you know what I mean? They were as dangerous as the men. So something has happened to those people on the right. And people say, well, it's Donald Trump. And my response is, well, I don't think Donald Trump could do that. And I know he had some power of persuasion. But if he was that powerful, everybody would have went his way. There are more people who didn't follow him than followed him. So the only reason that so many people were able to follow him is because they were inclined with his way of thinking in the first place. And they were waiting. And they were lying in dormant, waiting for something or someone like him to show up. They already had that in their spirits, that's what they wanted. And the reason they wound up, you know, when Donald Trump came on scene, they were long overdue, ready to spring into action, because they had been waiting for that kind of a person. We can blame Donald Trump all we want to, but there's some folk in our country who have a hatred for others in this country and have a hatred, claim to have a love affair for the nation, but really have a hatred for this country. You saw it on display, all of us, on January 6th, 18 months ago. My issue with all of this is, hell, it's 18 months later. And now we're getting, you know, to the root of it. Did it take 18 months? We saw sedition in front of our eyes. We know who the seditionists are and who they were. Excuse me. And we know what sedition is. You know, when you look in the dictionary now under sedition, there should be a picture of MAGA. That's who the seditionists are. Well, you know, Earl, that's not a fair thing to say. You know, that's not a fair thing to say. There's some good people there. Oh, they are. Looking to overthrow the government is a good thing now. It's not good just because Republicans say it's good. It is not. We're going to talk about it on the other side. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
You use me up, until you use me up.